This is Along the Way, a podcast showcasing the culture and meaning behind the For This Way, our values in action. In each episode, we will chat with people from across our firm for insights on how they bring our cultural DNA to life. These are the stories that make us one For This and that drive us to unlock the potential of all whom we serve. Without further ado, welcome to Along the Way.
Hello, and welcome to Along the Way. I'm your host, Mike Brothers. This month, we're exploring another of our Be Bold Values in Action, Be Builders. We're also going to talk about the Key Award, which was just presented at the Vision Conference. And that's because our guest here today to talk about being builders is also a Key Award winner. We're very happy to welcome Ling Zhang to the podcast. Ling is based in our Tysons, Virginia office, and she is the market leader for the firm's technology and services practice in the Washington, D.C. area. She was admitted as a partner on June 1, 2023, having previously been a managing director and been with the firm for 4 years. Ling, it's been quite a month for you. I'm so pleased that you're here with us today to spend some time talking about this. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me here today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. So first, tell me what that was like the day that you found out you'd won the award. Here it is, your first official day as partner. Then you have the CEO coming to the firm, to the office to surprise you. And then your family's there, your MP and colleagues. It really must have been quite a day.
Wow. That is a day I will never forget in my life. It's a lifetime long memory for me. So it was interesting that when Tom was reading the nominations, and I started to kind of pick up the words in the nomination. And I felt like this is someone probably wrote in my teams, someone really pick up the words when I coach them. So I realized, is this about me? A lot of things running through my head. I was like, no, impossible. No. I was like, there were so many great partners. And I look at Caleb, I was like, probably it's about a Caleb. But why those words is so familiar? And when Tom mentioned today is her first day to be a partner, and I realized, oh my God, it's about me. And I was like, whoa, please no. How does that even happen? I'm literally the first day of the partner and I'm winning this key award. By looking around the room, there are so many great mentors and partners, leaders, and including my team members, fantastic, awesome people. I mean, they really deserve this award more than I did. That was really something run through my head. I was like, what's happening here? Yeah, it's a huge, huge day, especially when Tom showed up saying, Ling. I'm like, oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a big question, but what does this award mean to you now that you've had a little time to reflect on it?
Sure. So when I won it, I was surprised. As I mentioned, I didn't believe it in the beginning. Gradually, I tried to digest and reflect on really what it meant to me. I think what it really meant to me as I took more and more time about this and thinking about is really to have somebody, if I'm able to support someone to stand on the stage and be the key award winner, that should be something really going to really make me happy. That's what this award meant to me, is put somebody else there rather than myself on the stage to win the key award.
Mm-hmm. Build and pass it on, right?
Correct. That's exactly. Be a builder and build builders.
Build builders.
That's what it means.
I like that
too. That's what it means to me.
Well, you, of course, had a great speech. Both of our winners, yourself, Casey Potts, spoke at Vision. And I want to let everybody know your full speech is or will should be on share by the time you hear this or will be very soon. But what is it that you wanted to convey to others? What was your message to all of those colleagues that were in the room as you were addressing folks that day?
I would say whatever we accomplish each day or along the way is not about me, myself, or one person. It is really about the people behind us along the way, really the great people, mentors, teammates, colleagues, friends, clients, who took where I was and to where I am today is really them, not about me. That's really something I wanted to convey. Don't forget the great people, the great things they've done for us, and always be appreciative and be grateful, be feel blessed each day and come back to work, and definitely do the same thing and pay it forward and do the same thing for others.
Yeah, I love that. Like I said, that full speech is online on Share for others to check out. Well, we are talking about being builders in this episode this month, and that really, Ling, was a theme that was consistently mentioned by the many people who nominated you for a key award. And of course, invest in the growth and development in others is one of the key parts of that. And so I wondered if you could talk a little bit about the investment that others have made in you specifically, and then what kind of a difference that's made in your career to this point.
Sure, Mike. I would say, first, the thing is every conversation, every interaction with the mentors, great people I worked with along the way, is really very inspiring. So each one of them has their own strengths. They are good at different things in different areas. With a combination of so many different mentors, they really open my eyes in so many different areas. You feel you stand on a horizon that you see the whole sea. That's what really makes me feel those mentorship from them is really open my eyes and lifting me up to a totally different scale and really see a bigger picture and what I could do for others and with a bigger purpose too, and also think bigger. That's really something, the takeaways I wanted to emphasize in my career.
I think I'm hearing you say it's important to have many folks, many mentors, right? Like I've often heard called that personal board of directors that you go to, right?
Yeah, I agree. Because each person is very different and each person's life experience is very different too. They see different perspective in your life and they see different strength in you and also see different development areas, less opportunities to develop. So each person actually coach me differently too, the approach they're taking. So by watching how they coach me actually inspires me how to thinking about taking different approach to coaching others too.
Yeah.
It's very interesting how that works. I would say inspiration is really all you feel like every day you have stars shining all the time, sparks on your head. It's like, wow, this is great. I want to do that too. You always have those moments when you talk to those fantastic mentors.
Well, and then others talk too about the investment you have made in them. And so I always want to ask people who take the time to do that, who are intentional about it, what is your thought process on that? Do you take a formal approach to mentorship? Are there daily actions that you take with your team members? I mean, do you have any advice for others to do this on coaching others and actually passing that on, building on other people?
Sure. That's a great question, Mike. My approach definitely is customized. As I mentioned, every person is very different. And Trisha Wilson always inspire me and also always talk to me and saying, Ling, be yourself, be best yourself and be genuine and authentic. So that means really everyone is different. So treating every single person is different and really looking at their strength and the things they could, opportunities they can work on. And also thinking about what's important to them. So I normally start with a conversation. What's important to you? Is really listen to understand first. Understand the other person. Also, lead by empathy. I always thinking about, okay, there are some things happening I do not know. So let me listen. Let me understand what makes the others passionate about something, motivated about something, or what makes them down sometimes we probably don't know. So once I have those conversations, and I will start to asking, what's your goal? And what you really want to accomplish? Then I work with them on a monthly basis or even more frequently basis, depends on each person or so, the style too. And then design a customized plan to get them from where they are to where they want to be. That's really the approach I'm taking. And be a good listener, as a summarize, long story short, be a good listener and lead by empathy and definitely walk the talk.
Yes. Now, being a builder, it also falls on yourself as well, right? We have to invest in ourselves, upskill, keep learning. What's your mindset on that? And how do you go about building your own expertise and being a lifelong learner?
Sure. That's a great question, Mike. I've been always thinking about in my whole career, even today, what else we can really spread our wings to? And what are the expertise? What are the things that my team, myself, could actually keep continuing learning to get new skill sets or a better skill sets? I do that every day, pretty much built into my daily work life.
Okay.
In everything I do. So specifically, I would, let's say if I come up a topic, let's say, Mike, give you for example, my look at a negotiation is a skill set so important for internal, external communication. And I struggled myself thinking about, okay, if I want to be a successful partner, then how to conduct those difficult conversations with clients and with teams to communicate crucial conversations. Then I struggled really for a while. And I started thinking about, okay, how I can solve that problem, because I don't want to have this bothering me. I want to be someone really good at a negotiation. Then I started to asking someone who is so good at a negotiation around me. For example, Caleb is one of the coach I viewed as one of the best negotiators. And I asked a lot of mentors as well, not just Caleb. And thinking about different person have different perspective in negotiation. That's one way. From another perspective, I was like, okay, I collected information a lot from different people. How am I going to apply this to myself? By the way, learning by piecemeal is really not getting me to be someone really, say, building expertise. Mm-hmm. So what I normally do, this is what I do in the last step in order to polish my skill sets, is really systematically learn it. What I do is buy books, read books. So I read a lot of really from a technical accounting area I wanted to really nail down the technical accounting perspective, I will read from in and out, word by word. I do this for any other thing, anything I wanted to really get the new skill sets. For example, negotiation, I read books about difficult conversations. I read books about those. Dysfunction of teams, I read the books about those. How to coach others, I read books. And how to be a builder and another thinking about how to be having that mindset, I read books about those as well. So it's really continuing thinking about, hey, achieving our goals or milestones is not the end of it. It's the beginning of the next chapter. So we need to add new skill sets and making sure we are really up to speed and going for the next milestone.
Love that mindset. It's an investment, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, you mentioned Caleb. That's Caleb Viljanek, your MP, one of the many people you cited as a mentor, and is doing a great job there in his office. You mentioned, okay, investing for the future. That really leads me into my final question. Newly admitted partner, award winner, new merger, top 10 firm. Looking ahead, what excites you, Ling, about the future of Forbis?
What excites me the most is enjoying coming back to work every day, by thinking about the people I work with, by supporting and watching the people I work with be very successful with Forbis to really unlock the full potential of those we serve, including our clients, our future clients, our team members, and anybody we work with each day.
Awesome. Love it. Well, I'm excited as well. I'm excited for you. Congrats again on the award and everything you've done for others and for sharing your insights with us here today. I really appreciate it. So I want to thank everybody for listening and join us next month. We're going to speak with Casey Potts, who was our other key award winner, and she's going to talk to us about operating as one Forvis. So until then, onward and forward.
Thank you for listening to Along the Way, featuring conversations about our purpose, mission, vision, and values in action at Forvis. New episodes are produced each month. If you have an idea for a person or topic to be featured, email us at communication@forvis.com. Please join us again for more in-depth discussions about helping those we serve unlock their full potential. Until our next episode, onward and forward.